Yeah, I think so. Early on, two at 16s, and they were the shots I wasn't missing last year. I've paid the price for mistakes today, and I think in the back of my mind, I know that I've never beaten Brendan, and it's more of a mental hurdle to beat him now than a physical battle. Just got to get back to the drawing board. I know who I'm going to play tomorrow night, obviously Andy or Barry, and just build from that, because I didn't feel comfortable there at all. I've been beaten by Andy Hamilton 6-0 in the European Championships this year, and I felt more comfortable than that. So something wasn't right, and I've got to figure out what it is. I've got about 36 hours, and then I'll get it right.
I heard you interviewed leading up to this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts, and you seemed quite positive. You seemed quite happy with how you were playing, all the things that goes with it, your persona on stage, and you know, your preparation. Just everything seems right for you. Mm. Just waiting for the darts to click, though.
I think so. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong right now. I just think, you know, when I came in the venue this morning, I was here for probably 45 minutes on my own, about 9 a.m. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't feel 100% perfect. Something wasn't right. I was fighting something. I was cold. I'm still cold now. My hands are thawing. And this is the problem I had during the Dutch Masters final last month. I felt great throughout the tournament, but when I came to the final, I was cold. And I don't know whether that's a physical thing for me or whether it's just the venue's too cold. But I've got to find out what's wrong with that. I've got to probably wear gloves when I'm practicing. But, you know, it didn't click for me tonight, but I just got to go from here and I've got to fix it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it might just be the delights of Wolverhampton. It's a pretty chilly place up here. But you know who you're playing, as you said. It's going to be Andy or Barry next. Either way, you're going to have to get a result from both of those games, really, aren't you? And particularly Andy, the way he's been playing this last 12 months, that's very difficult.
Yeah, Andy and I have had a very good few battles over the last couple of years. I've had the better of them, but obviously he smashed me up in the European Championships. Maybe it's time for revenge. I think that may be the right game for me to just get a bit angry. I mean, I actually felt pretty good going on stage there, but for some reason, it wasn't right. And sometimes it's just not right for you. And I'm a bit puzzled right now, and I've got to figure out why.